KL7 Alpha returning. Yeah, I'd say by end of August, early July, that beard had been hot and cold so many times it started getting green, and man, it didn't bother me so much that it was getting skunky green flavor, but the after effect, man, the next morning, severe stomach distress, gas and liquids coming out of both ends, and a hangover a headache to kill a horse. Man, it was Old Milwaukee. I wasn't a big fan of Old Milwaukee to begin with, but when that beer got green, I preferred to stick to mixed drinks at night. There was like 10 of us living in the spike camp there, Forest Service spike camp. One night I came back, I'd been working a long day. I think it was a road washout or something. And I thought, well, I'll just have one of those green beers. And I had one can of that green Old Milwaukee. And sure enough, the next morning, I was blowing it out both ends, and headaches that kill a horse. Man, that was the worst green beer in the world, that Old Milwaukee. And I thought I learned my lesson, but 20 years later, I went down to Missouri when my dad passed away. And right after his funeral, we were having like a reception at the house, and my little niece, she must have been about 5 or 6 at the time, she came up to me and said, "Uncle Mike, I got to show you Grandpa's stash." She said he didn't want nobody to know where it was, but since he's gone and you're the drinkingest guy I know, I'll show you. And so she took me by the hand out to the creek, and she turned over this little plywood board, and there was like 3-4 cans of Budweiser there, and a couple bottles of Corona. And the creek had dried up, so they weren't laying in the cold water. They'd been laying under this board for who knows how long, but I thought that was pretty cool. So I grabbed that bottle of Corona, opened it up, green beer, smelled that skunk smell right away. Corona ain't pasteurized, so it gets rotten easy, but I drank it anyway.